Good morning, all who are nice enough to listen to this. This is Greg checking in, quick check-in from Argentina. I just want to let you know that there's been nothing major exciting happening this trip, but it's been a good trip for me personally, and I've checked in with people from different parts of Argentina, caught up with things, prepared things. Seems to be the situation normally. Every other trip, I'm preparing one trip, and then next trip, I'm taking off doing stuff. We'll see. One of my apostolic contacts from the south was up here for the first few days that I was here, which was very good. Great time visiting with him and discussing, you know, what's happened since I've left and all those kind of things. So that was very good. Send something out to the core team and the intercessors all about my coming down here on the 13th of May. I'm going to repeat a little piece of the story just because it has to do with some ongoing revelations and some other things that occurred here. So I did fly standby out from Phoenix to Miami, Florida on the 13th of May. I fly out of gate 14 out of Phoenix. I arrived in Miami and find out my gate is 14 also for boarding my flight to Buenos Aires, and I would be arriving on the 14th of May. Before this journey, I had dreams, I had words from others, still didn't really make a lot of sense of, you know, like a lot of things you don't realize in the very beginning when you're first getting stuff, that it's until you start getting a bunch more that there's something to this. When I was in Miami, the flights had gotten so bad that my pilot friend, Jim, texted me to let me know that I might have to find alternative ways to try to get to Buenos Aires this time. Although I've been through this kind of stuff before, but I'm usually not out in Miami, where I've never been before, to possibly get stuck in. Long story short, last minute, after it looked like it was impossible because there were several standbys in front of me, after they'd shut the door to the plane and everything else, and I just started proclaiming I will get on this flight because I absolutely believe the Lord was telling me I was going to be on that flight. As impossible as that seemed, suddenly they yelled my name out and I was on that flight in the last seat on the plane. If I would have got stuck in Miami, not only would it cost me a lot of money, it would have been a major hassle and I had to find somewhere else to fly out of because all the next day's flights to Buenos Aires were jam-packed. So I arrived in Buenos Aires on the 14th of May. I've had a lot of other amazing close calls, getting the flight and getting the last seat over and over and over. But this time I truly have to say it was the biggest relief I've ever had on getting on the last seat in standby. When all sites said impossible. So I was convinced that there was something very important the Lord was trying to show me about this 14 thing, like he did repeated things over and over to show me how big the grace thing was. Well, in the next couple of days, I talked to the building manager here, who was the one with the tuberculosis who almost died from it. Many of you interceded for him. He had what you'd call an almost instant overnight miracle, woke up totally healed. He calls it a miracle and once again asks me to thank our team for praying for him. I believe this is one of the main purposes for this trip here this time, is to spend time talking to him. Now he and his wife are totally hardcore followers of Christ. I mean, this guy's going to be an evangelist. But went from one extreme around here with not having many people I could even believe were Christians around me. And now I got the building manager, who is probably the closest guy to me here, this building anyway.
And in charge of well over 200 people, which he talks to regularly here.
And he and his wife are hardcore. I started telling him about the 14s that I was getting, and the 14, the door at the Phoenix airport, at the Miami airport, and arriving on the 14th. And he said, my wife's had a bunch of dreams about 14 just recently. So then I really started delving into the significance of 14, especially now since I need to help others interpret it, why they're getting the number 14. So I won't go through the whole series of revelations, but the Lord did refer me back to the dream I had back in 2022 about the huge massive worldwide reformation of the church that's coming, and how he showed me that it had been 14 generations since the time of Martin Luther. And I had forgot that the number 14, not only is it two sevens, two completions, but the number seven in Hebrew that represents completion also represents covenant. So it means double completion and double covenant. So double completion of the covenant. So kind of like the grace thing, this is such an incredible time we live in. And he's saying this is a time of his double covenant to people, like his double grace, which go hand in hand. And it really is a time to just know that things are going to happen so much quicker when we believe for them, when we proclaim them into being, declare them into being, which is what I'm doing. And I'm going through a lot of words and just going back and proclaiming the things that he's promised. One of the things I am proclaiming is that there will be greater resources coming in for this ministry, because I'm going to need it to continue doing work in Argentina. I do things like taking the standby flights because it saves me tons of money. I mentioned this before, the state of the Argentinian economy has incredibly strengthened. The bad news for us dollar holders is that it's not nearly as good of an exchange rate as it was before. And in Argentina, inflation still going up, although we're nowhere near what it used to be. So I am actually paying more than double of what I was a year ago for things, especially like food. But everything overall is much more expensive for me just because the exchange rate is so much worse, which is good for Argentinians who I've been praying for 20 years. So please be proclaiming everything, all those promises that the Lord's given you, and please be interceding for me in this ministry so that we can continue on doing what we're doing at even higher levels, which will require, of course, more resources. I may be flying back as early as the end of this first week of June. As soon as I know, I will at least send that out, a little report out to the intercessors. Otherwise, this may be my only field report this trip. But thanks again for listening in and praying for me. Grace upon grace to you from Argentina. I love you all, and we will talk soon.